You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
Ko te wire tēnei, mā runga BFM. You're listening to The Wire with James on 95BFM. And welcome back. So we just got a text in from Grizzy, who was talking about the Waitakere and how they used steam as well, and that she wishes that the council and those in Beehive would watch Kiss the Ground on Netflix. And so she was just saying that steam is better for the planet and people's health, and it should save us in health costs as well. What do you think of that, Ollie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big yes.
Yeah, I'm all for anything that's good for the planet and good for the health.
Yeah, I'd say so as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get into our next piece, which is about fireworks and your pets. So with Guy Fawkes happening tonight, fireworks are a big part of the celebration, with it all celebrating Guy Fawkes trying to blow up the British Parliament. So however, there has been a lot of attention surrounding the impact of fireworks and all the loud sounds and bright lights that they make, and what impact that this has on animals. So I talked to Alison Vaughan from the SPCA about this and started off by asking why fireworks should be banned.
So SPCA is pursuing a ban on the private sale and use of fireworks. So we do acknowledge that many New Zealanders include fireworks displays when they celebrate special occasions. So we're supportive of controlled, notified public firework displays as a safer and more appropriate alternative to the private sale and use of fireworks. The issue with fireworks, and many people will be aware of this if they have pets at home, is that it can be a very frightening experience, both for companion animals such as our cats and dogs in the home, horses, livestock, and even wildlife, which is a particular concern given the time of year that a lot of our events are. That's also the time a lot of our wildlife have their young, and there is a risk of abandonment of young.
So is there any particular animals that are more at risk when it comes to fireworks?
Yeah, in terms of companion animals, New Zealand research has shown that 75 to 79% of dogs, cats and horse owners report that their animals experience fear and distress in response to fireworks. But when we actually look at injuries, we see that 6% of cat and dog owners report injuries, but a huge amount of horse owners, 26%, of New Zealand horse owners have reported injury to their animals, which was caused by fireworks. And a lot of time with horses, that is that they spook and can become injured if they run into the fence or some other object in their paddock or in their stable.
And are there any long-term psychological impacts that come from fireworks when it comes to animals?
Yeah, so some animals can have a sort of generalized fear of noise, so you'll see that they're also afraid of other loud noises like thunderstorms. But you can also see that it will get increasingly intense response over time. There are steps you can take to treat firework phobias, but it is a long process. And we do see that the distress that they experience, because it's not just one night, because we aren't limited to just public displays, which would be on a single night, we do see that it goes on for a week or so either side.
And if people are planning to release fireworks, what should they be considering?
Yeah, that's a great question. So while we do encourage people to please attend a public event rather than having their own private displays, if people are going to have a private display, they should be notifying their neighbours, both in terms of like a letter through the mailbox, but also just knocking on the door. And that allows people to prepare so their animals are safe inside and that they've got a good setup for to help them get through this event the best way possible. If there's going to be a larger event, we do encourage people to reach out to local media, post a notice in the local notice board or on Facebook, just to let the community know so they can try and minimise some of the suffering of the animals.
And are there any fireworks that are better than others when it comes to making sure that animals are more comfortable?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do actually have some options that are a bit quieter. So we do encourage, sometimes they're called silent fireworks. They're not totally silent, but they are definitely not the huge booming fireworks that we often hear. And animals do find that easier to cope with. So where people are looking at having an event, we would encourage them to make sure they're pointing them so they aren't going off over areas, particularly where people have horses, point them in the other direction. But also consider using these quieter options.
And if people are planning to do their own series of fireworks, are there any areas which are safer to be releasing fireworks, or are there any particular areas that should be avoided?
Yeah, it's tricky because we do know that it's a problem for both urban and rural areas. So in urban areas, you know, cat and dog owners find it enormously distressing. But in your rural areas, we, as I explained, we do have a higher risk of injury to horses and to wildlife. And I think that because of that, it's really hard to say there's a particularly safe zone. I know the zoos would encourage people to avoid letting off fireworks anywhere near them because they have experienced some deaths of their animals in previous years. But really, there's no one good place to do this.
And so for people who are owning pets, what can they do to help protect and calm them?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there are things you can do on the night itself. So walk your dogs during the day and maybe feed them a bit earlier, so before it gets dark, and keep your cats indoors at night and try and create a safe space. So somewhere that's covered. It could be as simple as a covered crate or even a cardboard box. And if you close your curtains and blinds, you can play classical music or even white noise. And some animals also find comfort in wearing a thunder shirt, so a vest which applies even soothing pressure. And a really important thing to note is that there is a myth out there that comforting a scared dog will make the behavior worse. I just want to say to people, this is not true. If your dog is seeking comfort or reassurance from you, please do feel free to comfort them. You can reinforce behavior, but not emotions, and it's the emotion that they're looking for comfort from.
Okay, and are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Just we urge people again, just if you were thinking of having a private display at home, please do consider attending a public event instead, and do just let people know so they can be prepared.
So that was Alison Vaughan from the SPCA talking to me about fireworks. And we've had a number of texts come through about fireworks. Firstly, yes, I do need to brush up on my history. Guy Fawkes was last night, and it's the celebration of his capture and not his attempt. That's my bad. I really do need to brush up on that. And there's also been a number of concerns around fireworks. So from Big G, we've got a concern. He's had lost a number of pet birds in his aviary over the years due to them panicking about use of fireworks. And there's been a number of texts about the use of public spaces for private releases of fireworks. So having designated parks and open areas where you can go and buy fireworks and only use them in that area. And some people were saying that they'll have fireworks up till March next year, at least four nights a week, and it stresses out dogs, especially for this texter out in Point Chev. And there is a lot of stupid people using fireworks for dumb things. I don't know how many times I've seen videos of people sticking fireworks in letterboxes or pointing them at people. I think Roman candles are a real problem. What do you think, Ollie?
Yeah, I agree. I think they can be very dangerous. I also think they're overpriced and overrated, to be honest. And especially agreeing with the texters around animals and where they should be let off as well. I think there just needs to be a bit more regulations. I know we've been pretty strict strictish trying to sort of limit the sale of them, and especially the days that you can get them. But yeah, you're right, people might stock up and just let them off.
Yeah, I was going to say there's one corner in my neighbourhood where I've usually seen them selling fireworks, and they weren't there this year. And yeah, a lot of people will save them for whenever they feel it's a special enough occasion for them. And especially if you have, say, a morning shift for radio and there's people letting off fireworks at 1 o'clock in the morning, it can really disrupt your sleep, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.